The American intelligence community and Robert Mueller's investigative team have documented extensive Russian interference in the 2016 election. But there's another area of cyber attacks going on that our next guest has been working to uncover and expose against active duty military and veterans in particular. Chris Goldsmith testified before Congress in November last year about a report he compiled for Vietnam Veterans of America. It lays out a chilling coordinated effort to target military members and their families through social media and aimed at upsetting American democracy in the process. Chris is chief investigator and associate director for policy and government affairs with Vietnam Veterans of America. He is an Iraq War Army veteran. Chris, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Tell us about, Chris, when you first noticed something on social media that that led you into tracking down this story.
So about 2.5 years ago, I was helping Vietnam Veterans America's communications director manage the social media account. I am a millennial, so kind of working for a Vietnam vets group. It's one of the additional tasks that were handed to me. And I noticed that there was what looked like a duplicate of our Facebook page using the same congressionally chartered veteran service organization logo and name, but it wasn't us. And most disturbingly, the audience was something like twice the size of ours.
What kind of messages were being shared on this fake Vietnam Veterans of America social media page?
So at first, I went over to the page and looked at it, and I noticed that they were sharing a website, vvets.eu. And I'm thinking, I click on it, I look at it, and it's sharing real news related to the veterans community and specifically Vietnam vets. And I think at first, okay, we've got chapters literally all around the world. And I'm thinking maybe this is just a European chapter that's unchartered and they are out there, you know, kind of doing a great job of building a social media audience and thinking at first, maybe we should find this chapter leader and offer them a job. And when I started poking around a little more, I noticed that they were sharing real news that had things like the date change. There was a Stars and Stripes article about the first Trump budget, which would have cut benefits for elderly veterans who are old enough to collect Social Security and are also totally and permanently unemployable. Real news story, but shared 3 months after the fact. Now, when this really happened, we activated our members. Those who would have been affected by this budget proposal had the appropriate reaction, which was kind of to freak out, because in real terms, if this budget proposal went through, you know, they could be homeless a couple months later. So I recognized the article and basically did a simple plagiarism search and found the real one. And I came to realize that this, you know, wasn't some foreign chapter leader. This was a foreign entity who was out there to basically sow chaos in the veterans community.
And this, it turned out, was the tip of the iceberg. What was the extent of things when you started digging into this?
So this particular entity, after basically fighting with Facebook without any luck at all for months to get it taken down, we appealed to Congress. We appealed to the press. Stars and Stripes was the publisher of the article that had been plagiarized. So they had, you know, a stake. They are partially DOD funded. So the Pentagon has a stake in making sure that their own media is not being used as propaganda against veterans. We came to find out that this original entity was from Bulgaria. When we got their Facebook page and their website shut down, they recreated it. Thankfully, forgot to do it anonymously, so we got a name and address in Plovdiv, Bulgaria. And that episode was just the first. A couple months later, when we found the new version, we kind of fell down this rabbit hole. And since then, I've found well over 100 veteran-focused Facebook pages that are of foreign origin, which are, you know, their primary motivating factor seems to be to sow disarray and confusion in the American veterans community.
Who is behind, as far as you know, who is behind the bulk of these websites, of these social media sites?
It tends to be, you know, from Eastern European companies, that's countries. And that's, you know, if we take Facebook's publicly available information at face value, you know, I would assume that if there's a sophisticated actor like the Russians behind this, that they would use things like a virtual private network or VPN to basically make it look like they're operating from somewhere else. We have found other pages that did apparently have administrators in Russia. And then these aren't just random Facebook pages, you know, with a few hundred followers. I'm talking about like a quarter of a million followers, you know, that have larger online followings than, you know, some presidential campaigns that in their, you know, first few months of launching. And the practical effect of this type of thing is not just to target the veterans community, but veterans are in the United States quite a well-respected population. You know, for your listeners, imagine, you know, if they are a veteran themselves or their family member is, you tend to, you know, listen to a veteran when they have opinions on things like foreign policy. And if these foreign entities, Russia and elsewhere, are convincing American veterans that say Russia is not attacking our elections, that may not just sway the opinion and the vote of one veteran, but the friends and family that come with each veteran.
You also have concerns about active duty military potentially in potentially hostile places around the world being targeted by these kind of social media efforts. What kind of things do you see or worry about?
So earlier this week, Facebook did another massive purge of foreign disinformation pages. And one was very similar to the things that I've been found, except instead of targeting American veterans, it was targeting Ukrainian veterans, specifically veterans of the ongoing conflict between Ukraine and Russia. And the things that they have done to Ukrainian soldiers and their families are beyond belief. In one example, they basically found a Ukrainian infantry company. They got their roster. Then they looked at their social media pages, found their families, text messaged their families on their personal phones saying that their soldiers had been killed, an entire company's worth of Ukrainian soldiers. Their families all got these messages. Now, the intent was not just the psychological warfare against these soldiers and their families. The Ukrainian population being primed for this kind of disinformation campaign, the family members responded by texting their soldiers to say like, hey, you know, want to let you know that we've been targeted by this thing. Now, what Russia did was they basically set up cell phone towers in the conflict zones in Crimea, and they waited for a bunch of incoming phone calls and text messages to appear on their map. And when they saw that, they had the physical location of this company of soldiers, and then they fired artillery on them. Now, that is the intersection of psychological, cyber, and kinetic warfare. It's something that can be used against our soldiers, Marines, who are currently in Syria and Afghanistan today. And as a lot of your listeners know, there have been more than a few instances where American troops have come face to face with Russian mercenaries who are maybe not wearing a Russian uniform, but they are very close with the Kremlin.
In our last minute or so, Chris, what are you looking for from the White House and from Congress on these issues?
Well, on December 18th, Vietnam Veterans America wrote a letter to the president to let him know that this was going on, to bring to his attention, because, you know, despite the press that we've gotten, we haven't received a response from the White House or anyone in the executive branch. And in that, we included, you know, one of our report's findings, which your listeners can go to vva.org/trollreport to see the entire thing. Last year, we found that Veterans for Trump, which is a political action committee, had their Facebook page stolen. And then it was managed by Macedonians for months. And these Macedonians were stealing political donations from Trump-supporting veterans. We wrote that in our letter to President Trump. We expected that to get his attention, but here we are 2 months later, we haven't received any sort of response. So, you know, we're hoping that if we highlight for the president that his supporters, that veterans are being targeted, that we'll get his attention, but, you know, it hasn't worked yet.
Chris, thanks for bringing this to our attention. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
That's Chris Goldsmith, Chief Investigator and Associate Director for Policy and Government Affairs with Vietnam Veterans of America. We talked to him today about his work uncovering and exposing examples of foreign actors attacking military members and veterans and spreading disinformation through social media.